Pat O'Callaghan, Bob Tisdall, Ronnie Delaney, Michael Carruth, Michelle Smith, Katie Taylor, Fintan McCarthy, Paul O'Donovan, Kelly Harrington, and now Daniel Whiffen, Ireland's 10th Olympic gold medalist in 100 years in swimming in the 800 metres freestyle final in an Olympic record time. Let's go to Paris. Des Cahill is with us. What a race, Des. Go on, Armagh.
Yeah, what a race. What a week for Armagh. It's actually raining here this morning, Gavin, in Paris, but none of the Irish are bothered. We had a scorching day yesterday and that scorching performance in the pool last night. As you say, first men's gold in swimming, an Olympic record. But you know what struck me most was his confidence before the race and the confidence of his parents. They moved to Armagh from Leeds when Daniel and his twin Nathan were just 2 years of age. But the confidence of his parents seemed very un-Irish to me, self-conscious Irishman. They just had a straightforward belief he was going to win. The father says it's the numbers, it's the figures. I'm more used to the pure nervous tension from Irish athletes and families before their big events. But even as Daniel was introduced to the crowd of 15,000, he walked out and made a gesture of writing something down. I wasn't sure what it meant. He later explained it was him rewriting the record books. Imagine doing that before the race. And as you say, what a day for Armagh. I know you'll be talking about this later. Just a few days after their All-Ireland success, and several of his schoolmates from St. Patrick's in Armagh were on that Armagh team. So there'll be no homework in that school when they return. But let's reflect, Gavin, on the night of drama. In a moment, we'll hear from Daniel post-race and from his family. But first, John Kenny describes that historic and wonderful finish.
It's going to be a gold medal for Ireland. In lane number four, Daniel Whiffen strikes gold and wins. It's a new Olympic record as well.
Daniel, it's not often we hear Aron Navin ringing out in an Olympic stadium. How did it feel when you stepped on the podium first place and they called out your name, Daniel Whiffen, Olympic champion?
Oh my God, I ain't much of a crier. I did shed a lot of tears then, and you never really see me cry, so it's a big achievement for that, to be fair. But yeah, amazing. Love hearing the national anthem. I think I've heard it more times now in my life than a lot of people. And you know, I don't know how many times I've actually heard it. Like, it's our sixth time this season, I think, hearing it. So it's kind of crazy. But yeah, it's just, I'm just so happy, honestly.
Such a cool customer. You're very confident, but there was a little crack there, wasn't there? A few tears in the eye?
Yeah, I know. I am a very confident person, and that is a lot of racing is about having the confidence. And, you know, I did do my special walkout as well, but yeah, I did crack on the podium, but I'm sure we're all out of that.
You referenced your mum and dad earlier. How nice was it to meet your family and have that moment with them, show them the gold medal?
Yeah, it was so amazing. I mean, just having the family here. I heard Nathan when I walk out, which is kind of incredible. There's 20,000 people here, and I hear my own twin. Yeah, I mean, seeing them, it just makes it so much better. And it's even better to do it in front of them. But I'm not going to lie, every time they seem to turn up, I seem to be doing well. So maybe they need to turn up a bit more.
Now for your twin brother, Nathan, you've been together since the moment you were born. You've trained together. How special is it to share this moment with him?
Yeah, to be honest, I love him. It's been a while to say. He's really done a lot for me this season. You know, he finished the season in Europeans coming fourth. And he did miss out on Olympic Games. I'm sure it was very hard for him. But, you know, to make up to him, I got Olympic gold. And I tell you what, he's been such a big help because he's trained with me all the way through the pre-camp. He's been calling me five times a day on FaceTime, making sure I'm ready in the right mindset. Well, I mean, we both knew I was going to win. It was just showing everybody else.
And for all the supporters and fans back home.
Yeah, thank you so much. I mean, it means such a great deal having such a big nation behind us. I mean, when I say big, we're not actually that big, but I mean, if we're talking about the size of America compared to Ireland and we're the winners, you know what I mean? It's a bit weird, but yeah, I just thank you and keep watching. We're not done this week.
There's more to come from you. You're eyeing a double gold now with the 1500 still to come?
Well, you know, we never like to predict. We have got one, but what's better than one is two, and what's better than two is three. So we'll have to wait and see, but no pressure. I've done what I came here to do. I said it, I've done it. That's all I have to say.
I'm with Rachel and Jonathan Whiffen, now the parents of an Olympic champion. Rachel, you were a bit nervous beforehand, but there was no need.
I was nervous, and I was calm until halfway, and then I did have a wobble, and I was like thinking, oh, this isn't quite how I thought it was going to go, but honestly, he did it, and I do believe he was going to do it, but it was great. It was fantastic.
Not only did he do it, Jonathan, but he smashed it.
He did smash it. He got the Olympic record. He got an Irish record. He got the European record, and you know, he went in and he went in to go and win, and that's what he's done. I can't believe it. I'm absolutely astounded.
He's Olympic world champion, Olympic champion. You're going to have to build a bigger mantelpiece at home.
I am. Yes, I am. I just don't know where. We've got a wall now of obviously Nathan and Daniel. We are going to have to get a bigger house now, I think.
And you lost a contact lens, I believe,
yes,
at the end?
Yes, I did. So at the end of the race, we were all cheering. And then all of a sudden, I couldn't see anymore. And I was like going, I've lost my contact lens. But luckily, I brought a spare and I put one in and then I could see again.
You had a moment with him at the end?
Yes, it was the most special moment ever. And he came running over to give us a hug.
These really are the nights that will last a lifetime, aren't they?
Yeah, definitely. And him seeing Nathan, and it's just all that hard training. And, you know, it's not easy all the time, you know. It just makes it all worthwhile.
He had a little bit of emotion too. He was a few tears at the end. He was high-fiving people.
It was, and when sort of he stood on the podium, they played the national anthem. You could see sort of he had tears in his eyes. Having Sarah Keane present his medal from Swim Ireland and Scotland, it was phenomenal for us. It was lovely. She gave him a hug as well on the podium, which was lovely.
You told us earlier where this competitive spirit comes from. Was Monopoly Wars when they were kids, was it?
Absolutely. We love Monopoly in our house. But the problem is it's getting to the point where nobody will play with Nathan because he keeps winning. And Daniel gets very cross with that.
Yeah, lovely interview there. That's Claire McNamara chatting with Jonathan and Rachel Whiffen after Daniel's gold medal. I know you'll be chatting to them later, Gavin, to find out how they are the morning after. But it was some buzz. Monopoly the key to the Olympics, huh?
Loads more to come on our 10th Olympic gold medalist, our 9th Olympic gold medalist in action today too, Des.
Yes. Who's that?
Kelly Harrington.
Kelly Harrington is in the ring today. You've the list made out. Number 9 is in action this afternoon. It's a medal fight, so if she wins, she's back in the medals. I thought she was so impressive on Sunday. I thought she was brilliant on Monday. She was superb, I thought. Mona McSharry, that's who I was thinking of, medalist. She's also back in the pool this morning. She's in the 200 breaststroke. But Aoife O'Rourke's well fancied in the boxing as well. She's in action today. So is Jude Gallagher. And in rowing, we have 4 boats in semi-finals today, Gavin. And yesterday I felt Philip Doyle and Dara Lynch's achievement of reaching the double sculls final was kind of lost in the whole Daniel Whiffen thing. That's a fantastic performance from them. And equally in sailing, Robert Dixon and Sean Wadilove in skiff are going really well. They're lying second with just 3 races to go. Noel Hendrick is through to the men's K1 semi-finals. There was defeat for Rachel Dara from Rafoe in the badminton. But overall, this has been a superb first few days. It's day 5 now, the Olympics, but it's been as the best opening 5 days I recall in the Olympics. It's great stuff, and we'll have lots more from here, and I know you'll be going to County Armagh later in the programme.
Des, thank you. Loads more from Des and from sports throughout the programme.